on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear sisters, dear brothers, Salamu Alaikum and welcome. This is a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of today's episode and today's special is about the month of Ramadan and the opportunity of istighfar.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
We are so glad you're with us on Saturday, 26th of Ramadan, 1445. of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar corresponding to the 18th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, and from the Holy Quran, we listen to chapter 3, verse 135.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون.
And those who, when they commit an immorality or wrong themselves by transgression, remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah? And who do not persist in what they have done while they know.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When the pious ones do something wrong or do injustice to them, they remember Allah and ask for forgiveness for Him for their sins. It is understood from the verse that whensoever that a person remembers Allah, he does not commit sin. Thus, this forgetfulness and negligence in doers of good does not remain long, and before soon they remember Allah and make up for the past.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا.
As I told you, the topic of today's special is the importance of istighfar. A simple dua we must make a habit of saying is astaghfirullah, which means I seek forgiveness in Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny used to say this dua daily. And we should strive to do the same. By doing so, especially in Ramadan, Almighty Allah answers our du'as. He reveals us from stress and anxiety. We gain a closer bond with our Lord, and we are given an opportunity for Almighty Allah to erase our sins once we are sincere in repenting from our hearts. It is said that acts of worship and kindness in Ramadan are multiplied up to 700 times and rewards from Almighty Allah. So, my dear friends, do not waste this opportunity to seek forgiveness. Whatever sins we have committed, if we make it a habit of saying Astaghfirullah on a daily basis, it will help us to refrain from further committing sins and guide us to make better decisions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to talk about this concept that how can we appreciate the holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the spring of opportunities, and we need to capture these opportunities in the holy month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, among the months of the year, offers an opportunity for humans who are surrounded by various factors and causes of negligence towards God and His path to find an opportunity in which they can ascend and elevate the soul and seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, from this perspective, the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan is indeed a great celebration for Muslims, and it is appropriate for believers to congratulate each other on the entry of this month. The reason for the blessedness of the month of Ramadan is that it is the path of salvation from the fire and success in reaching paradise. And in a year like this, when the spring of nature coincides with the spring of prayer and Quran, how appropriate and timely it is with the change of the year and with the entrance into the threshold of the holy month of Ramadan, which is the month of divine mercy and forgiveness, we also turn away from deficiencies, crookedness, ugliness, and evils within ourselves and our being. So, another opportunity is the matter of seeking forgiveness and repentance in the month of Ramadan, which is the month of God and the month of repentance, supplication, seeking forgiveness, and besieging. In the farewell prayer of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Sajjad al-Islam addresses the Lord of the world, saying, "You open this door for us to rush towards your pardon, to benefit from your mercy and forgiveness."
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain pouring all your love to every.
You are listening to today's special. In this part, we look at Ramadan as an opportunity for everyone to seek forgiveness. Seeking forgiveness from Allah, or istighfar, is not only for a specific group of people, so that we can say those who have committed too many sins should seek forgiveness. No, all people, even at the level of the prophethood, should seek forgiveness, that God may forgive for you what proceeded of your sin and what will follow. Istighfar might be necessary for any sin that one has committed, or it might be done for ethical sins. Even if we assume that a person has committed no sins, no telling lies, no backbiting, no oppression, no crime, no lechery, no insolence, no consuming of others' capital, even individuals of such virtue who have no sins of limb might have sins of heart.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى الدين القوي
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
Do istighfar now. In a hadith, Ibn Abbas said the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure family, said, if anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah, Allah will appoint for him a way out from every distress and a relief from every anxiety, and will provide sustenance for him where he expects not. Another reminder is that we must forgive ourselves as part of the process of healing, because we all make mistakes, but Almighty Allah loves us so much, He is ready to forgive us and accept our repentance once we turn to Him with sincerity. Prophet Muhammad said, "Whosoever glorifies Allah and praises Him 100 times a day by saying Subhanallah wa bihamdillah, his sins will be obliterated even if they were equal for to the foam of the sea." So perform the tasbih of istighfar now. In 1 minute, the doors of repentance are open, my friend, so do not delay. Tomorrow is uncertain, so act today.
Another opportunity of Ramadan is prayer and supplication. One of our duties in the month of Ramadan is to pray. Pray brings humans closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes the teachings permanent and effective in a person's heart. It strengthens faith regarding how to pray. The best words and desires are in these prayers and nights of Ramadan, the nights of Qadr, the prayer of Abu Hamza, the supplication of Abu Hamza, and the prayers of the Knights of Qadr. If someone does not know the meaning of these prayers, pray in his own language. Let's talk to God ourselves. There is no veil between us and God. Almighty God is close to us. Therefore, spend our days fasting and our nights in remembrance and prayer. It should be noted that Laylatul Qadr is an opportunity for forgiveness and apology. Otherwise, a day will come when the guilty will not be allowed to speak in their defense. The next opportunity that we can have look at it, that we can look at it in the whole month of Ramadan, is the opportunity of improving social relations. In addition to opportunities available for individuals during Ramadan, in the social sphere, Ramadan is an opportunity to help the poor. It is the month of benevolence, the month of kinship, honesty, and kindness towards religious brothers. In the month of Ramadan, let's use the atmosphere of spirituality and clarity for correct and spiritual connections among ourselves and others. And the next opportunity that we can have a look at in the holy month of Ramadan is among the unique features of the holy month of Ramadan, and it is that And this opportunity is that the holy month of Ramadan is the month of reciting the Quran and the month of the descent of the Quran and Quranic sessions. So in fact, when they say Ramadan is the month of divine hospitality and Allah's banquet spread, what are the contents of this banquet that me and you should benefit from? One of its contents is fasting, another is the virtues, as the virtue of Quran. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much for joining with this episode of today's special with an interesting topic, and that is istighfar, or seeking forgiveness from Allah the Almighty. Inshallah, we continue this topic. May Allah bless all of you and have a nice time.
يا رزاق يا غفار يا قهار يا وهاب يا تواب يا رحيم يا عزيز يا سميع يا بصير يا لطيف يا خبير حليم يا عظيم يا كبير يا حفيظ. حفيظ يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all power. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There's a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam where he says, إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ تُفْتَحُ فِي أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةِ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ وَلَا تُغْلَقْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْهِ. It's a most beautiful hadith. You know, in the regular life, in the regular days of our lives, when we are in a good shape, when we are in a good condition, when we are good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our relationship is good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we face Allah's mercy. You know, this beautiful hadith, it explains, in some time, there are certain times when the doors of mercy of Allah is always open on you. When, number one, when rain is pouring down, when rain is coming. When sky is raining, the door of mercy of Allah is open. When people are gathering to fight with Imam or with Rasul, to support their faith, their religion, their prophet, their imam, then mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pour down upon us. Another point, when a couple, a boy, a girl, are getting married, at the time of khutbah, when their marriage covenant is happening, at that time the door of mercy is always open. So there's a certain times, there's a one or two more points I forgot, but mainly these three I remember. Rain time, when the people are gathering to fight with the Rasul to support their religion, Islam, and their values, Quran, or they're with their Imam. This is the point. Another point. And the other point, when 2 persons are getting married. These are the points when skies are open and you can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you want. Because certain times, these are known and introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are times when the mercy of Allah is always open on you. And at those times, do your dua, ask your prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you want. Here, in this month of Ramadan, it's not like it's like just 30 days is going to rain. 30 days is going to be like some type of marriage ceremony is happening. You know, it's a beautiful thing. إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ تُفْتَحُ إِلَىٰ أَوَّلِ فِي أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةِ. The doors of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to be open from the day first of Ramadan and until وَلَا تُغْلَقْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ. And these doors of mercy are not going to be closed until the last day of Ramadan. So every single minute, every single moment, every single second, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the manners of prayers and the manners of dua is, first you have to ask for all Muslimin. Do dua for all people of Yemen. Do dua for all people of Palestine. Do dua for all people of Iraq. Do dua for all Muslimin in Lebanon, Pakistan, Iran, everywhere, everywhere, even though Europe and America. Do dua for all human beings, for all human beings. May Allah guide them. And then especially do dua for others, and then close ones, those who are good ones for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the very last, say to Allah, O Allah, for the sake of your highness, when you guide all humans, please guide me as well. So ask about yourself at the very last moment. But the month of Ramadan is month of receiving mercy of Allah, blessings of Allah. And this door is open and this mercy is always pouring on you. Enjoy this time. Keep remembering your good ones, your close ones, your friends, mu'mineen, awliya. And enjoy this beautiful time with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this door of mercy is not going to be closed, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran in Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome everyone. Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine. Alright. Yes. Inshallah, today, Ayah 74 is our main topic. On page 160, top of the page, Surah Al-A'raf. 160, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 74, oh. Top of the page. So, let's listen to the recitation and, yeah, of course, we will continue to the Tajweed rules.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد عاد وبوأكم في الأرض تتخذون من سهولها قصورا وتنحتون الجبال بيوتا فاذكروا آلاء الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Allah Almighty started the story of Prophet Saleh alayhi salam, yes? And now in this ayah, Allah Almighty wants to remind the people of Prophet Saleh alayhi salam about the story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam and his people. Okay?
Yes.
So Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَادٍ. Remember when He, Allah Almighty, made you successors after the people of Aad. وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and settled you in the land. تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْ سُهُولِهَا قُصُورًا. You build palaces in its plains. وَتَنْحِتُونَ الْجِبَالَ بُيُوتًا, and who houses out of the mountains. فَذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ, so remember Allah's bounties, Allah's blessings. وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, and do not act wickedly on the earth, causing corruption. Look, guys, in Surah Baqarah, Allah Almighty beautifully says on in ayah 30, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah Almighty has appointed human beings as the caliph, as the successors of himself on earth. Okay, so each nation that comes and goes, they come here and they are the successors of Allah Almighty. Like Allah Almighty has appointed them to be living in this world, okay? To show the mercy and the kindness, the power of Allah Almighty, the wisdom of Allah Almighty. Yeah, of course, unfortunately, there are people, okay, who, cause corruption. In this ayah, Allah Almighty beautifully say, O people of Thamud, remember the people of Aad. They were the successors on the earth. Okay? They were the residents of the earth. And now you are the residents of the earth. So be good. The Prophet has brought you miracles. Everything is clear. Believe in Allah Almighty. Do not cause corruptions. إِيَّشَأَ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Remember that Allah Almighty can destroy you all.
Yes.
And bring new people. Yeah. Alright?
Yeah.
So be careful about it. It applies to all the nations. We had this in history, and we will have it as well. Yes? So we should be really thankful to Allah Almighty, not causing any corruptions. And we should invite others as well to do good and avoid corruption. This is our responsibility. So, during the Tajweed rules, inshallah, if there was any point, I will mention. So, Hussein, could you read this one, this ayah once for us?
Yes.
All right.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد عاد وبوأكم في الأرض تتخذون من سهولها قصورا وتنحتون الجبال بيوتا.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
فاذكروا آلاء الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
Thank you so much. Nice vibrations he has in his voice. Like it's called beautiful like vocals he has. فَذْكُرُوا آلَى. Very beautifully. Thank you, Hussein. That was so nice. I really, really enjoyed it. So, وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ. Make sure it's not إِذَا. إِذَا. We have the word إِذَا. Sometimes you might get confused. It's not either. إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ. The meaning are different a bit. وَذْكُرُوا. The mad is it wajib to extend or like you can ignore it?
It's jais.
It's jais. Why? We have mentioned this a lot of times, so just let's review it.
Yes, because the Hamza.
The Hamza, the letter Hamza, you see there? In the word if.
If. Yeah, it's in separate word.
So it's in the word if. It's not in the word wadhkuru. In the word wadhkuru, we have the letter waw.
Waw, that is.
Which is mad letter.
Mad letter.
Three mad letters we have. What are they?
Alif.
Alif.
Waw.
Waw.
And ya.
And ya. So they are used to extend the sound. Now, if we have one of those in the word, like the letter waw in this word, wadhkuru ends with waw. And we have the letter hamza. If the letter hamza is connected to the word, is in the word which the mad letter is, the mad is?
Wajib.
You should?
Prolong it.
Prolong it, mashallah. But if the mad letter you have in one word, like the word wadhkuru, and the hamza is in another word, if two different words, the mad is?
Jais.
You're not forced to?
Prolong it.
You can skip this mat. Or, if you wanted to prolong it, you can prolong it for 2 counts, 4 counts, 5 counts, 6 counts, as much as you want.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Wadhkuru iz ja'alankum. You can ignore it, you can extend it. Alright. But the word khulafa. Yes, khulafa. Before Hamza, you have the letter
Alif,
which is one of the
mad
letters. Yes, it extends. Khulafa. You have Hamza. Are they in the same word?
Yes.
Yeah, Hamza and Alif both in one word. So this mat is
wajib.
Khulafa. Min ba'di. How do you read it?
Min
ba'di. You see that baby meme?
Yes.
I call this baby meme, tiny meme. Min ba'di changes to a hidden meme sound. The noon is changed to meme and pronounced meme hiddenly, as if there is a little space between your lips, not letting your lips touch. Pronounce it that way. Min ba'di, adin, mashallah, adin. وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْ سُهُولِهَا مِنْ changes to
إخفاء.
Yeah, apply the rule إخفاء. How do you do it?
مِنْ سُهُولِهَا
قُصُورًا وَتَنْحِتُونَ. You kind of apply the rule ikhfa here. Tanhituna. No, it's idhar. Wa tanhituna al-jibal. You don't hide the sound of
noon. Yeah, no change.
Buyuta. Good. Fadhkuru ala'a. Ala'a. The mad is wajib, but the word fadhkuru, not. Ala'a Allahi wa la ta'athaw fil ardi mufsidin. That's all. So, one last point, I ask Hassan and tell us, Hassan, about Sila, the stopping sign, and that will be all, inshallah.
Sila says that it's better to continue.
Better to continue. And we have Qila, which is opposite to Sila. It says?
Better to stop.
Good job. So, now I will, inshallah, recite it once. And I want you to repeat after me, inshallah. Okay?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, make sure, inshallah, you join us and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد عاد وبوأكم في الأرض
واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد عاد وبوأكم في الأرض
وبوأكم في الأرض تتخذون من سهولها قصورا وتنحتون الجبال بيوتا
وبوأكم في الأرض تتخذون من سهولها قصورا وتنحتون الجبال بيوتا
فاذكروا آلاء الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين
فاذكروا آلاء الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us in IRB English Radio. See you next session. Stay with us. And that's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya Mawlana. بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين ذنبي المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
To listeners, brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of supplication Abu Hamza Thumali. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and with prayers I hold communion with you, and thus it benumbs the pain of fear tormenting me. Regarding this part, in the previous episode, we were discussing the concept of life, how the spiritual life of man is something special and exclusive to mankind. How different his life is with the living of a plant and an animal. When we compare a living plant, that is a plant that grows, develops, and reproduces, with a dead plant, that is a dried one, we can see that they do not differ much. But if we compare a living animal with a dead one, we can observe the considerable difference. This difference is far more greater between a living and a dead person. The physical life of man is so valuable, at least to the person himself, that if he is wealthy, he is willing to spend his entire wealth to extend his life. This is what we see in the different movies and different thoughts of the even different philosophies. He is even ready to spend huge amounts of money to keep his bodily limbs, such as eyes, ears, and physical life, healthy and sound. The same difference, even more than this, also exists between this physical life and the spiritual life. The spiritual life of man is far more valuable than his physical life. Why? Those who have grasped the value of a spiritual life and tasted its savor are willing to sacrifice the entire world for a moment of remembrance of Allah. Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi. Through your remembrance my heart takes delight. How can we find out this value? We have to exert efforts to prepare ourselves to spend a few minutes, just a few minutes daily, remembering the Lord, performing our prayers, complaining to him how far we are away from these people.
ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم
month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
The point is, dear listeners, that most of the people do not understand the importance of this aspect of life, which is spiritual life. Many people are deprived of this human life, which is the true kind of life. To comprehend this fact is even difficult for most of us. How can heedless people who know nothing but whims and words understand the life of man is not limited to plant and animal life? How can they understand that the humanity of man is not confined to eating, to sleeping, to physical and animalistic enjoyments? In describing this type of people, the Holy Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Those are like cattle, no, even more misguided. Just as the plants are unaware of the life of animals and their perceptions, animals are ignorant of the dynamics of human life. We also suffer the same condition in relation to a higher and loftier life of man. So when we say the life, the spiritual life of man has different levels, that's what we mean. So Awliyaullah say that this higher form of life is so pleasant that it cannot be equaled by any material pleasure. The essence of human experience is other than eating, other than sleeping and passion. In comparison to the spiritual enjoyment and higher sphere of life, these are like toys with which a child plays. One who is alien to these subjects cannot comprehend them. He may even consider them ridiculous. Now, refer to yourselves. How many times have you heard some people calling the lives of the others ridiculous? Well, you truly know that the kind of spiritual life they are having, the kind of spiritual pleasure they are experiencing, is beyond description through words. We have seen that, and we may have experienced that. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say,
لا إله إلا الله. Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Call of Islam page will welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. For today's discussion, we have invited Sheikh Rouhani and a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer questions related to Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of rizq or sustenance, and where does it come from? So many people in Islam and Islamic system and Islamic thought believe that the true sustenance and rizq is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people have no role in that. I mean, it directly comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the other side, as there are some experts and scholars who say that there are some means through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the sustenance in the people, and these are the means that if they are cut, the rizq and the sustenance of the people around the world will be cut. First, let's explain a little bit about the definition of rizq and sustenance. What is it exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sometimes we might think that sustenance or rizq, for example, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, it is only limited to this earthly life and worldly life, and this ni'amat that we might receive from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, that is only the rizq or sustenance. But we know that life is not limited into this world. We have a kind of eternal life which continues after this life as well. Then all the blessings and ni'amat that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon the mu'mineen, and let's say his creatures, that also includes the meaning of rizq or sustenance. So that's why the material rizq which we have in this world, yes, we can say that, yes, some aspects of this rizq or some source of rizq are this material kind of rizq, yes, on this material life. But it's not only limited into this world, it's not only limited into this life, because life itself is a kind of rizq or a kind of ni'mah that is given to us. So that's why this is the first point that we should understand, that sometimes we might not be given that much rizq in this world, in this life, but it will be recompensed, it will be made up by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another life, in Jannah, in Paradise. That is also possible for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recompense this rizq in the hereafter life as well. This is what we can generally mention about the rizq and sustenance.
That's all right. And for sure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, puts some of his rizq in the raw materials around the world, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, for example, the minerals, the water, the fruits and the trees and the environment over there. Of course, with the progress that the people made in terms of industry and the modern world and the techniques in order to cultivate the earth, you know, the people are trying to benefit as much as possible from the soil and the earth in order to produce, for example, food or it's better to say, that's right, culture,